JCA, KA4JCA, N4ZLK. 4JCA, N4ZLK. 3JCA, N4ZLK. LK clear.
Okay, KN4VWA.
N4ZLK.
Hey, bud, just wanted to say good morning. How's your day going?
Going good. It's a beautiful day. I'm just enjoying it. How's my signal out here? I had trouble hitting the repeaters out here yesterday. I was wondering if it was the same thing.
A little bit of scratch behind you, but not much. You're perfectly readable. I'm probably the same way coming back, right?
Okay, I knew that I could hit. I think what happened, I found the antenna was kind of tucked down. Must hit a tree branch, and it tucked down behind the air vent, or air, whatever the thing is called on the top of the cab. So I pulled it back out. Maybe that was what was affecting it yesterday.
Yeah. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, yeah, but now, listen, periodically we've had a little bit of trouble out of the repeater with a lot of scratch, and it'll clear right up. So I'm thinking we got some atmospheric stuff going on. So don't think it's your equipment that's the only cause, man.
I called 3 or 4 different people, and nobody answered. And I was saying, okay, it's either personal or something's wrong with my radio. Anyway, I was just checking.
Well, I haven't heard much traffic on here this morning at all. It's been quiet. I talked to Patrick. I tried to get a hold of Dave, you know, KB2HXS, but hadn't heard him on here this morning. So, anyhow, it's been kind of quiet. So, yeah, like I said, I just wanted to say hey and see how you're doing. And, you have a good day, bud. I'm going to back on out of here. I'm fixing to walk into Lowe's and relieve myself of some more cash.
If you still have some, you got to relieve yourself. Let me know. I'll drive over and meet you. I'll be glad to take some of it out the can. You have a good day, Steve. I'm about to pick my next delivery stop. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
KN4VWA. Clear.
Oscar November testing. Whiskey Delta 8 Romeo Oscar November testing out.
D8RON KO4NUE.
8RON. Hi Chad, I am just writing you a note about testing the Yagi, over.
Hold on, you on the Yagi now?
Over. The orientation is right for this one, but I'll switch over. This is the orientation for this frequency. I've got it pointed down toward Tryon. I just tried it, and it doesn't break it. It's either 20 or 50 watts. I'm now 10 watts off of this one. And I think the elements were shortened when it was transported up here because it was sitting on its side. I think that pushed a little bit of the element in because I had different links. I changed the links to make them equal. And now I am playing with the numbers, and my numbers don't make any sense.
All right, well, let's talk about it for a few minutes. So by the numbers, I'm assuming you're meaning SWR, is that correct?
And the length of the elements. I've got SWR to 1.5. One station, one frequency had two, but most of them are 1.5, which I think that was on 20 watts. But when I was calculating the length it should be, I'm getting backwards. For 145.33, I calculated the length is 19 3/8 inches. For this one, 146.610, I calculated the length at 19 1/8. It seems like that's backwards, over.
Now, the input is 146. I'm pretty sure that's 146.010. So, recalculated that and see what you come up with. The other thing I'll tell you is, some reason, above my head, the Yaggies are really weird with the SWR. They are very sensitive to the ground plane. So, and I've run into the same thing. The numbers don't always add up. So at the end of the day, you get the SWR as low as you can, and that's, you know, kind of what you need to go with. The other thing is to possibly consider taking some of your RF choke that's, you know, wrapped around the beam. You can take some of that out or add some in and see, you know, how that affects. But that SWR was set at, I don't know, 10, 15 feet above the ground. And it's, you know, it's been moved, so things are going to be a little different where you are, too. Over.
Calculate that now, and I've got it back up on my balcony. So it's about 15 to 20 feet, probably around 15 plus feet above ground.
On it now, or are you still on the J-pole? Over.
Because I'm going to have to change the orientation. And for the Tryon, I had the orientation of 86 degrees.
I'll check that here in just a little bit. Give me a few. And check, you know, check. But, I'll monitor for a little bit if you need some help with it and all. But, you know, there's traffic moves back and forth during the day. So we, you know, might have to, leave the frequency for other people to use. But I'll help you as much as I can.
Take a few minutes, do some recalculation here, and maybe change the orientation right also.
Well, I'll be monitoring, so, you know, whatever I can do to help you, let me know. Ed, was that you trying to get into the repeater? You are in and out. Over.
Hey, Jay Paul, I was trying to get in. I should be getting in. I have for the 146.610, the orientation is 184 degrees. And for the Tryon, 86 degrees. I don't know how that calculates with yours.
I am looking now. It's going to take me a couple of minutes to get everything up and running, but I'll get back with you here in just a minute or two.
Here, I'm calculating. Okay.
KO4NUE. Go ahead, Shane. How are you today, sir?
You guys probably know this. I'm just going to throw it out anyway. Aren't you talking about that? Google Maps and trying to do it that way, but it is wrong in the repeater book. It shows it right at the same location as the 7-9 repeater.
Yeah, I knew that. I figured that out about 2 months ago. You know, finding these repeaters is a challenge. It's not correct usually on repeater books. So I have... I have the exact location marked by visual on Google Earth. So, but you are correct. They are in inaccurate, and I think that's for a reason.
Okay, I just throw that out. Hope you're doing well, and Ed, I've never met you, but I've heard you. Name is Shane. Good to hear you. And you guys have a good day. I'm going to go down in a hole here. N4ZLK.
Talking to you, sir. Have a good day. It's going to be hot. N4ZLK, KO4NUE. WD8RON, KO4NUE.
RON.
All right, you prepared to copy, Ed? Your Maidenhead to Brawlers to the repeater. The actual repeater for the 610 machine is 119.68. 119.68 QSL. I'll give you another one here. Give me just a second. RON KO4NUE. So you're heading to the KF4 JVI repeater is 89.74 QSL.
That's what I have it set for now. It's very close to that. But I think the length of the element may be slightly different. But I was getting 1.5 SWR on that. And on that heading, I tried both 20 and 50 watts, and neither one seems to break it, although I was getting a little bit of noise from the repeater last night.
Okay, so the next one, N4AW, November 4 Alpha Whiskey repeater, is 183.88 QSL. For now, I'll come back to it. So here's another repeater, WX4PG-10, 163.97, frequency is 147.195 QSL.
147.195 at
163.97. So, WDA, RON, so N4AW is sassafras. Give me just a second. I'll get that frequency. I'm gonna have to move off frequency to find that. I don't recall off the top of my head. Stand by. I'll be right back in. 790 WD8RON KO4NUE 790 over. You were not copyable on last transmission, so just gonna let you know. You need how about Mount Mitchell? You need it?
Oh, I don't understand why. Maybe I'm starting too early and not giving the repeater time to activate.
You got a fair amount of scratch in there. I think probably just it could be atmospheric. Who knows? So you're heading to Mount Mitchell is 36.81, and that's 46 miles over.
Up to 20 watts from the 10, I think that may be what the difference is.
Better, much better.
For the frequency 610, I have 119. For 5.33, I have 89, and then there was another one which I have 181. I think that was sassafras. For 147.195, I have 163.9, and for 790, I have 146. Are those correct? Or?
Ed, I didn't write them down. I'm you know, looking it up individually on Google Earth, so. If you need me to go through them again, I will.
I'll try them and see what I get on these things, because I've got all but that sassafras one, which I think is 181. I'm not sure what frequency that was, but I've got a list here I can go through and find out what they are.
Sassafras.
Sassafras, which is N4AW, which is the 790, and that I have bearing for that.
Bearing for sassafras that I gave you.
Is that for frequency 6.79?
That is from your location to N4AW is 181.180 over.
Is that the
6.79?
6.790. 146.790. One is a 181 bearing. Now, you gave me another one, I think, for 790 of 146. I'm not sure which one to be using.
I'm KO4NUE. It is okay. Let me write these down, and give me a couple of minutes, and let me get all the information for you, so we won't do this for 2 hours. So give me just a couple of minutes. Let me get it all on paper here.
Calculating these element lengths, and I'm getting a little bit of difference than I had before, so I'm doing that for the different frequencies.
RON KO4NUE. DARON KO4NUE. No contact, I'm clear.
UE, KN4 VWA.
TA KO4NUE. Hey, Steve, how are you today, sir?
Tell you what. It's just another fun day in the neighborhood, baby. Just so much fun, I can't stand it. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and meet you and Phil up there on Thursday evening. Is that okay with you?
Well, Phil texted me and, you know, kind of briefly let me know, but that'd be great.
Okay, and we'll talk about that appliance to the top. At that time, we won't talk about it over the air. But are you having an issue with it? I talked to Dave this morning. He said you might be having a little bit of an issue with it.
The engineer's going to come out here and take a look at it with me today. We're just trying to make the construction a little bit hardier. So he's gonna come out here today, and we're gonna discuss, you know, how to make it a little bit more flexible for what he wants to do.
Okay, and you are talking about our friend from Piedmont.
Yep.
Co. All right. Good enough. How are you doing?
I'm putting up tomatoes all morning. I got six more quarts put up. So, you know. We're doing it. So I guess if things go really bad, we got a whole bunch of goats and a whole bunch of tomatoes. So I figured we'd do something with it.
KB2HX.
There he is. How you doing, Dave? Well, I tell you what there, Chad. Sue is putting up tomatoes like crazy. And, hey, finding the jars, finding ball or mason jars is getting a little difficult now, isn't it?
I just have to pretty much buy those through the year because you got, you know, everybody trying to put up. But normally it's not an issue. But this year's been, pretty good. But, Dave, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Chad. Doing good. Just got back from a service call this morning. And just kind of sitting by the phone. Got a little bit of a light week going on. Otherwise, good. Over to you, Steve.
Just FYI, nothing, no new equipment down there at our friends. I went down there to pick up my truck driver's seat for my ZTR, and there is no new equipment down there.
Hold on a second, Steve. I'm sorry, say it again. My phone is ringing.
Hey, you want to go ahead and grab the phone and just come back to us? I'll hang around.
No. I bumped it off. They'll leave me a message. I didn't know who it was anyway.
Okay. Well, anyhow, there's no new equipment down there at our friends. And the whole area, the entire area, was comfortably cool. They were very impressed. And they're probably waiting around like you and I had talked about. Go ahead, Chad.
I'd say hello to Dave for a little bit. I hadn't heard him in a while. And I got my ICOM 706 Mark IIG back from the radio repair. And, you know, I'm pleased with it. I did a good job. Did a really good job. And, you know, I use it for all my data stuff on HF and 2 meters, so just gonna let you know I got it back and it's, you know, sounded good, I guess.
Okay. God's sakes, do not forget to set your mic gain if you do use it on voice.
Oh, my God. See if I got this. Yeah, put your mic gain on about 3 or 4 on FM on that radio. It's the switch right next to your big dial head. Just hold it in and you can rotate it down. I had a little bit of a problem here with it. When I got it back, they brought everything up to specs. And they had the mic gain rolled up to 10, and I got a little bit of flack back for it. So I was able to correct it pretty quickly once I realized what was going on. So, yeah, mic gain between 3 and 4 on that 706, and it'll work just fine.
You are correct. They did do a factory reset. When I turned it on and saw all my repeaters were gone, that hurt. This thing's not easy to program, I gotta say. Once I figured out everything was wiped out, then I realized, hey, they got mic gain and everything else too. So I got it. It took me honestly a day or so to get it straight though.
Yeah, once you get the routine down to reprogram the radio, I had to do the same thing, but you know what? The radio is working perfectly again. The receive is clean, the output, I roll my output down when I'm at the house here. I roll it down to about 50%. I don't need all that power of talking from the house, I'll let you two guys talk. I'll talk with you later. Thank you, Steve. Chad, have a good day. Steve, over to you. KN4VWAKB2HXS in GER.
Dave, and I compliment you on your conservative description of your microphone gain correction. Okay. So, yeah, have a good one, bud. And Chad, hope that question, and when did you say it was coming up?
1500.
Roger, okay. Well, now, I got to throw this out there. Is there anything else you need on that tower? Any information?
I wrote down what I needed. So hopefully we get the details worked out today. Over.
Roger. Good deal. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Did you come up with anything for a side bracket for that diamond?
I got what I need. I'll make it flexible too, so it can, adapt to any size of the tower. Because as it goes up, it changes dimensions. So we'll just kind of make it flexible so it can fit anywhere you want. Over.
You the man. All right. Well, now what about materials on what you were using on that other thing? You got everything you need? I can run downtown for you.
Kind of ran into an issue. I went to two metal supply houses and they did not have exactly what I needed. It's either too thin or too thick. So I just decided at that point we'd just change construction up a little bit. That's going to make things a whole lot easier. But that means now that, there's a couple of new questions that need to be answered. So we're going to solve those today. But it's going to be right when it's done.
Yep. Now, I know you know about these guys. I just thought I'd ask anyhow. Did you try those boys over there at Metal Supermarket or Metal Market over there at Lyman on 292?
Yeah, I got an account down there. That's where I do, all my business, unless it's, something really kind of weird. But they do all the stuff with the titanium I deal with, so they're pretty good, pretty good working with you.
They're good boys down there. I like them.
Well, Steve, I'm gonna duck on out of here for a minute. I need to go tend to my tomatoes. You hear the beeper beeping in the background. So let me get on. That's KL4NUE. Have a good day, bud. I'm clear for now.
KN4VWA, let me know if you need anything on that. I'll be your gopher or whatever. K4VWA, I'm clear, 73.
4N back at station.
4N, K4NUE.
WD8RON, I went up and changed the orientation to this repeater.
On the Yagi now, Ed.
I'm going to switch over. RON on the Yagi, over.
What's your power level? You got a fair amount of white noise. You are copyable, but J-Pole sounds better. So what's your power level? I mean, you're in and out of the repeater and pretty noisy. So let's verify here. 146.610, 129 degrees at 11 miles. Be advised, that mountain in front of you is an issue. I'm looking at the elevation here, and it's a big problem. So. Just to make sure you know that.
It's kind of interesting that the J-Pole will go over it, but the Yagi doesn't. But I think that's because I'm going around it with the J-Pole.
Yeah, so, all right, well, let me give you these rest of the figures here so you know kind of what's going on, and I'll give you a little suggestion after I got that. So let me know if you when you prepared to copy over. 146.610 is at 129 degrees, 11 miles. 146.610, 129 degrees at 11 miles. QSL. N4AW. 146.790. At 184 degrees, 10 miles. That's 146.790, 184 degrees, 10 miles, Sassafras, QSL.
The problem with that one, I end up shooting through the house and right through the mountain behind me.
KF4JVI, which is Tryon, 145.330. 94 degrees, 26 miles, but you got some barriers there. Just Blue Ridge and KF4JVI is going to be an issue for you.
Well, that I can. 94 degrees is not a problem. I can do that, but I still got that mountain in between us.
Is WX4PG, which should be Pickens, 147.195, 176 degrees, 26 miles.
It's 146.195 to Pickens at 126 degrees, 26 miles.
It is. Correction. WX4PG frequency is 147.195. Heading is 176, 26 miles, QSL.
Here's 147.95 at 126 bearing, is that correct? I'm not sure about the frequency there.
All right, let's start over. WX4PG, which is Pickens, the frequency is 147.195, QSL. Same frequency. The heading in degrees, 176, QSL. Next one is KO4NUE, no frequency. But your heading is 109er, at 33 miles. KO4 NUE, 109er, 33 miles. QSL? KO4 HKX. KO4 HKX, no frequency. Heading is 61 degrees, 61 degrees, 9 miles. QSL?
61 degrees, and that's Patrick. That's rectal. One I should be able to do no problem. I can try him. We've been able to talk, but it's been scratchy on the repeater. But we can try the simplex and see how it works.
All right, well, I hope that was helpful to you. And, you know, you got any, you know, any concerns or whatnot. But from what I'm seeing on the elevation profile, TF4 JVI is probably going to be a no-go. And the 610 machine is it's a little bit challenged there, too. So just going to let you be, you know, make sure you're aware of that.
As long as the JPO is working, I guess I can do that. I am wondering if I should play with the SWR on the Yagi some more. I redid my numbers. They changed by about an eighth of an inch on the element length.
Here is my suggestion. If at all possible, what I would do is I would take my... I know this is a lot of work, but it's going to give you some answers here. I would take my radio to the porch with a power supply and screw it right into the back of the Yagi. Take the coax out. I just got a feeling your coax is an issue. And then we'll, you know, do some testing then. But like I said, that's a lot. I realize that. But that's going to give you some really good answers, too. Over.
About that one, that's that possibility, but I'd have to move a lot of stuff around.
Okay, well, let me clear on out in case other people need the frequency. If anything I can do else to help you, please let me know. And good luck with it. It's KO4 NUE. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Darwin. Okay, I did change the length on the coax because I rerouted it somewhat more directly. So I changed the length on that somewhat. I might still shorten it a little bit more. And I did check it, and it checks out fine as far as using the meter.
Yeah, okay, bud. All right, have a good day, and I'll be monitoring if you need it. But let me clear on out. It's lunchtime. People use this frequency a lot at lunch. So, KO4NUE, I'm clear. Ed, have a wonderful day, sir. I'll be listening.
Darwin, thanks for the help. Talk to you later. Out.